弟兄姐妹们平安。今天要证道的经文在罗马书六章一到十一节。这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可人在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是像罪死的只有一次，他活是像神活着。这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。感谢主的话语。
Today's Bible reading comes from Romans 6, verse 1 to 11. It reads, What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that we all of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Jesus was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old selves was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
最近一段时间以来，在我们的教会，在整个普世的教会里面，发现一个很糟糕的现象。
Recently there has been a very tragic situation in all the churches around us.
那么这个糟糕的现象呢，就是人的生命信主了一段时间以后，就出现很严重的问题。
This tragic situation is that, once people believed in Christ, after a while, there will be a problem.
也有人直接问过我。
People have directly asked me before.
就是你看咱们教会出问题的人。
Look at all the people who has problems in our church.
大部分都是到了中层的时候出问题。
Most of the time is when they become a Christian for a little while.
就是他们已经成为 church leaders, 他们成为一些领袖的人出了问题了。
The people with problems are church leaders in the church.
那么也有人问过我，你看你的同工当中很多有问题的。
You see, in your church leadership team, there are people with a lot of problems as well.
那么为什么会出现这样的情况呢？
Then why is this situation occur?
包括上个礼拜天发生的事
儿。Including what happened last Sunday.
这个我看到教会里边的人的情况。
I saw everyone's situation amongst our people.
说实在，我作为这个教会的牧者，我心里很难过。
To be truthful with you, as the pastor of the church, my heart is saddened.
回去在这个星期准备这篇讲章的时候，一直在祷告，主啊，这个星期我要讲什么。
And as I was at home preparing for this week's preaching, I prayed to God saying, what should I preach about?
那么这一个题目就出现在我心里。
This topic came into my heart.
那么就是圣徒生命的加减法。
Is the adding and subtracting of a disciple of Christ.
那么这段经文也出现在我的生命里，也出现在我的心里。
And this passage also appeared in my heart.
那么就形成今天的这个信息。
And became today's preaching message.
那么我们看到了一个现象。
We see a situation in front of us.
就是有些时候我们基督徒行事为人。
Sometimes, Christians, we think that our actions show who we are.
我们的 behavior.其实你看上去不像个基督徒。
Actually, you don't seem like a Christian by the way you act.
就是你信了主好多年以后，你看到他还是不像基督徒。
Even after they've become a Christian for many years, they still don't seem like a Christian.
有很多基督徒嘴里面说的都是很属灵的话。
A lot of Christians say a lot of spiritual words from their mouth.
那么做的也是教会里很看上去很神圣的工作。
But they do a lot of things that seem very spiritual.
可是当我们的行为行出来的时候，它就和基督徒的生命不相符合。
But when we do our actions, they seem to not match up with our Christian lives.
那么问题出在哪里？
Where is the problem in this?
我心里边有一个很深的看见。
In my heart, I see something.
其实这也是我上个星期五跟我们的同工们道歉的地方。
And this is also where I apologized to our leaders of the church last Friday.
那么在这里也是我跟众弟兄姊妹要说道歉的地方。
And this is where I should also apologize to everyone as well.
因为我看中了基督徒的加法。
Because I looked at the Christian's addition.
我没有看住基督徒的减法。
I didn't look at the side of the subtraction.
也就是说，在基督徒生命的这个建造的一面，我非常看重。
And so I look very heavily upon building a Christian life.
可是，在救我的拆毁上，真的是做得太微不足道了。
But to take away our previous life's work, I didn't look upon that heavily.
结果使我们的生命不能平衡。
This created an imbalance in our life.
使我们的信仰不能平衡。
Created an imbalance in our spiritual lives.
我们就成了一个头脑很大而实际行动还在旧我里边行动的人。
We become a Christian that knows a lot of biblical knowledge, but our actions are different.
首先，先来解释一下这个圣徒这个词。
Firstly, I must describe the word of a
saint.
A saint.
这个圣徒在圣经里边出现，并不表示这个人是没有罪的人。
A saint doesn't mean this person has no sin.
这个基督徒因信被神放在一个称义的地位上。
As a Christian, because of Christ, we have been put in a righteous place.
在座的弟兄姊妹，特别是已经受洗的弟兄姊妹。
Amongst our brothers and sisters, especially those who have already been baptized.
我们敢于称自己是圣徒吗？
Will you call yourself a saint?
不敢。
We do not dare.
敢吗？
Do you dare?
不敢。
You don't dare.
你必须要称自己是圣徒。
You must call yourself a saint.
如果你自己不是圣徒，
If you are not a saint,
你还不是一个基督徒。
Then you are not a Christian yet.
一个基督徒就是一个圣徒。
A Christian is a saint.
在圣经里边在哥林多前书保罗称哥林多教会的人为圣徒。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul called the Corinthian church saints.
其实哥林多教会的那些人神圣吗？
But are the people of the Corinth church holy?
我发现他们不神圣。
They are not holy.
哥林多教会是一个在整个圣经里边的教会当中是非常糟糕的一个教会。
The Corinth church in the Bible is one of a very, very, problematic church.
可是保罗却特别称哥林多教会，你们是圣徒。
But Paul called the Corinth church that they are saints.
不是因为他们的行为特别好。
Not because of their actions.
而是因为他们已经在信里边已经被神称义了。
But because they have been seen as righteous through their faith.
是因着神的恩典才称为圣徒的。
And it's through God's grace that they are being seen as saints.
所以保罗说他们是圣徒，并不是说他们有多么好。
So Paul called them saints not because how good they are.
而是兼顾他们因信称义的位分。
But to consolidate their being saved by faith's idea.
这个 justified by faith. 这个他们已经因信在神面前称为圣徒了。
That through their faith they have been seen as saints in God's eyes.
所以这是我们所讲的第一个非常重要的问题。
So this is a very important problem that we will face today. That we will discuss today.
我们今天在神面前被神称义。
Today we have been seen as righteous before God.
并没有什么行为可夸之处。
It's not because of any good actions that we have done before.
我们在神面前都一样是蒙恩的罪人。
In front of God, we're all the same sinners who have been saved by God.
保罗曾经说他是罪人当中的罪魁。
So Paul once said that he is the worst of sinners.
那么我不敢说我是罪魁。
I don't want to say that
I don't dare to say I'm the worst sinner. 因为做个罪魁也不容易。
It's not easy to be the worst sinner as well.
你能干坏事干到极致也不容易。
To do bad things to a point where you're the worst sinner is also not easy.
我承认我是个罪人。
I admit that I am a sinner.
但是还不至于是个罪魁。
But not to the point of the worst sinner.
大概就是一个普通的罪人吧。
But just a normal sinful person.
那么我知道我在神面前蒙了恩。
I know that I have been given grace by God.
所以在这里我奉上帝的旨意传讲的就是这个蒙恩的福音给大家。
The gospel that I preach to everyone is the gospel of grace.
所以我蒙了恩。我知道。
I know that I have been given grace.
那么我也盼望你和我在基督里边一同蒙恩。
I pray that we can both together be given grace through God.
所以有人曾经最近啊就是不理解我说的一句话。
Someone recently, didn't really understand something that I said.
就是我说我不是一个好的基督徒。
I said that I am not a good Christian.
照着保罗说我不以为我已经得着了。
As Paul said, I don't believe I have already gotten it.
我已经完全了。
I'm already complete.
我没有完全。
I'm not complete.
我不够好。
I'm not good enough.
但是我说我是一个真的基督徒。
But I am a real Christian.
那么真的基督徒这个 genuine Christian 就使得我对他的信是真的。
The genuine Christian means that my faith towards God is real.
那么我想摆脱我的罪我想追求圣洁是真的。
I want to give up my sin and live a righteous life is true.
我知道我追求的很辛苦。
Because I know that living this life is very difficult.
我相信每一个弟兄姊妹也很辛苦。
I believe that everyone is also having a difficult time.
我们大概都经历了一个过程。
We have all gone through a journey.
保罗这个一个 process,
process.
The Paul experienced the same process. 他经历同样历程他说我心里愿意的善我不去做。
Paul said, when I see good, I can't do it.
我心里不愿意的恶我倒去做。
The evil that I don't want to do, I do.
他说我真是苦啊。
He said, my heart is pain.
保罗经历这样的苦。
Paul experienced this pain.
我也经历这样的苦。
I also experienced this pain.
我相信我们可能大多数的人也经历这样的苦。
I believe that most people here also experience this pain.
所以我们都是在这个挣扎过程当中的人。
So we're all in this conflict in our hearts.
那么有人就在听了我说那个话的以后就说他不是一个好基督徒他就不可能是一个真基督徒。
Some people say that, oh, he's not a good Christian, then he must not be a real Christian.
所以我想这个是一个误解。
I must say that this is a misunderstanding.
我相信我们很多很多的人我们都还没有那么好。
I believe that not everyone has reached the point of perfection.
我们但愿能够像保罗那样。
I pray that we can be like Paul.
那么我相信我们是向着标杆真心直跑的人。
So that we can look at the righteous way and go walk the right walk.
所以我是跟大家一同成长的人。
So I am someone who is growing with everybody else.
今天我在这里做牧师。
Today I am a pastor before everyone.
就像保罗写信给提摩太时候所说的。
It's the same as when Paul wrote a letter to Timothy.
不是照着我们的行为。
Isn't by our actions.
By our good deeds.
By our good deeds.
而是根据神的恩典。
But according to God's grace.
所以我要和大家一同成长。
So I want to grow with everybody here.
我们一同跟随主的这个道路上。
The journey that we go together to follow God.
我们能够互相体会我们的挣扎。
We can all understand each other's conflicts in our heart.
彼此带到。
To help each other.
我不是做了一个完美的榜样。
I'm not a perfect role model for everyone.
但是我愿意做一个悔改的榜样。
But I am willing to be a repenting role model.
这个我不是我那个标杆。
I am not that perfect bar.
如果在这里我说我还能够做一个牧者做一点榜样的话。
If I can say that I will be a little bit of a role model and a leader for everybody here.
当然我是 跟随基督我跑到前面的那个人、
that I'm the person running in front following Christ.
然后让一切有罪的人跟我说我们一同来悔改。
And that all the sinners may follow me and say that we want to repent and follow Christ together.
有这样心智的人。
People who have this heart.
神把我们称为圣徒。
God has seen us as saints.
这个就是圣徒。
This is a saint.
那么圣徒是站在在基督里边已经蒙恩地位上的人。
A saint is someone who's already been blessed by God.
在罗马书第六章一开始的时候说了这样的话。
In the start of Romans 6,
说我们这些已经在恩典里边的人可以仍然活在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
It says, shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
保罗说一句话，断乎不可。
Paul says, by no means.
我们感谢神，前两个星期我们有弟兄姊妹受洗归在主的名下。
We thank God that we had a few brothers and sisters who have been baptized into Christ.
我们说受洗是与基督立约。
We say that the baptism is a covenant with Christ.
现在在座已经受洗的人。
As whoever been baptized that has been
with us. 回想一下当年我们的受洗。
We think back to the time when we were baptized.
我们当年的受洗在我们的生命里边真的起到了作用了吗？
Did this baptism, do what it should do in our lives?
Really effective to our life?
Was it really effective in our heart?
在我们的生命里边真正起到过作用了吗？很多时候我们发现很微弱。
Many times I feel like this effectiveness is very weak.
那么这里边我们在教会里时间久了以后，
After being in the church for a while,
我们必然学会了很多基督徒那个宗教的那种生活方式。
We learned the religious way to live as a Christian.
那么但是我们的生命改变不大的时候，
But when there's not a drastic change in our lives,
我们必然走向一个主耶稣最痛恨的现象。
We live a life that is most hated by Christ.
那就是假冒伪善。
That is to be fake.
Hypocrite.
To be a hypocrite.
所以这个你实际上你说的你做不到。
What you say, you can't do.
可是你又觉得在教会里边我已经是一个老基督徒，我必须要做得比别人好。
But because you think that you are a Christian in the church for a while, you have to do a certain amount.
那么就产生问题了。
Then this will create a problem.
那么这个问题出在什么地方呢？
Where does this problem come from?
就是我们在一起出受洗的时候。
It is comes from when we first got baptized.
对于我们受洗归入基督的死这件事情没有好好的强调。
It is through not emphasizing how we died with Christ through our baptism.
We baptized into the death of Christ.
We were baptized into the death of Christ.
所以我们受洗是要归入基督的死。
So baptism is being baptized into Jesus' death.
那么为要叫我们的罪有罪的生命把它灭绝掉。
So that we can eliminate the life of sin.
一提到这件事情。
Once we mention this.
我们马上想到的是我们那些的犯罪的行为。
We immediately think of the sinful actions that we have done.
所以我们受洗了以后就不能再犯罪了吗？
So then after we baptize, we can no longer sin.
所以我们就好好的读圣经，好好的做人，好好的做一个不犯罪的人。
So we read our Bible and we don't do bad things and we be a good Christian.
那么我们就回来好好读圣经，我们就好好的照着圣经的话去做。
And that we read our Bible, we do actions according to the Bible.
这里边有问题吗？
Is there a problem in here?
有问题吗？
Is there a problem?
我问这个问题的时候，通常都是有问题。
When I ask this question, there usually is a problem.
肯定有问题了。
There is definitely a problem.
问题出在哪里？
What is the problem?
问题是想要不犯罪，但是没有死。
Is to not want to sin, but you haven't died in Christ.
明白我说的意思吗？
Do you know what I mean?
所以这里说我们受洗的第一件事情还不是先不犯罪。
It says here, right after baptism, it isn't to not sin.
而是先跟他同死。
But it is first to die with Christ.
而且说要跟他同埋葬。
But it's also to also be baptized with, buried with Christ.
而且是叫我的那个有罪的生命把它灭绝。
And to eliminate the sinful life in our lives.
原来圣经不是 看到的那个外表。
The Bible doesn't look at the outside.
而是看到的那个核心，那个本质。
But looks at the heart.
这个主耶稣给过这个比喻。
Jesus gave this analogy.
A parable.
A parable.
这个那么就是说，一个好树，它一定结好果子。
It said a good tree must bear good fruit.
那么一个坏树，它一定结坏果子。
A bad tree must bear bad fruit.
好树结不出坏果子。
A good tree will not bear bad fruit.
坏树也结不出好果子。
A bad tree can also not bear good fruit.
那么这个说明了一个什么问题呢？
What does this represent?
那么它就是说了一个生命与现象的关系。
It is a relationship between life and situations.
但是我们常常看重的是那一个结果。
But we all often look at the result.
那么我们想修饰那个结果。
We want to fix the result.
想改变那个结果。
We want to change the result.
可是往往忘记了我们要改变那个本质。
But we often forget that we must change, the tree itself.
当年有一个很有地位的犹太人。
Once there was a very, well respected Jewish.
High position. 一个 Jewish person.
A Jewish of high position.
那么这个人叫尼哥底姆。
This person was called Nicodemus.
那么他夜间来找耶稣。
He came to look for Jesus, in the night.
他叫耶稣夫子，这个 Rabbi.
He called, Jesus Rabbi.
Rabbi 就是老师的意思。
Rabbi means teacher.
然后他说，你一定是从神来的。
He said that you must be from God.
然后你一定会从上帝那里再带给我们一些重要的教训。
You must bring us very important teachings from God because you are from God.
所以作为犹太人传统里面的人。
So as a traditional Jewish man.
他们是有先知文化的。
They have a tradition of prophets.
那么所以他们要听先知的话。
So they must listen to prophets.
然后他们按照上先知的话去照着做。
And they do according to what the prophets say.
所以他在这种思维的里面。
So in this, way of thinking.
他觉得你是一个伟大的先知，你一定教导我一些更重要的东西。
He said he views Jesus as a very great prophet, and that Jesus should teach him something.
其实这个跟咱们中国人很像。
But this is actually very similar to us Chinese people.
中国人我把它称为是圣人文化。这个圣人应该翻译成什么？
Holy person, culture of holy people.
Yeah.
So Chinese have a culture of holy people idea.
这个。这个圣人中文真的很难翻译，这个英文真的很难翻译，我也不知道这个翻译能翻译成什么。就是说我们大家理解就好了啊。
Is that everyone should understand it?
就是我们有一个孔夫子。
Is that we have a Confucius?
那么他教导我们一些教训。
He teaches us some teachings.
我们就照着好好做。
And I should do according to these teachings.
这里又出来一个什么夫子。
And this comes out another teacher.
然后他教导我们一些好道理。
He should teach us some good ideas.
然后我们就照着他好好做。
And we should do according to these ideas.
那么这些就是我们中国人的一些基本的想法。
This is some very basic ideas in our Chinese culture.
很多人来到教会以后。
A lot of people come after coming to the church.
他们说将来上天堂下地狱我不在乎的。
He said, I don't mind if I go to heaven or hell in the future.
他说这个有没有上帝其实我也觉得那个很虚的。
I said, it doesn't really matter if there is or isn't a God.
他说圣经有很多好教训。
He said, the Bible has a lot of good teaching.
他说我忙碌了一个星期了。
He said, I've been busy for a week.
那么这个礼拜天的时候我来教会。
On Sunday, I come to church.
我想安静一下我的心灵。
I just want to, quieten down my spirit.
这个然后呢我想学一点做人的道理。
I want to learn some, ways to do life.
对我这一个星期做的坏事我忏悔一下。
I want to say sorry for the bad things I've done throughout the week.
然后呢这个我离开这个教会感觉很好。
And then when I leave the church, I feel very good about myself.
就可以帮助我做一个好人。
And this can help me be a good person.
这是很多教会的里边的基督徒的基本思想。
This is a very basic, thought from a lot of Christians in the church.
可是耶稣跟尼哥底姆直接地说。
But Jesus immediately said to Nicodemus.
他说我实实在在地告诉你，你若不重生就不能进神的国。
I truly tell you that if you do not,
Born again.
Born again, you cannot go into the kingdom of heaven.
所以这里边主耶稣 没有把问题绕在这个好的道理怎么做人这个问题上。
He didn't talk about how to be a good person or whatever teachings.
而是直接指向问题的根本。
But he immediately pointed at the problem's core.
这个 the root of the problem.
The root of the problem.
然后就是生命要改变的问题。
Is that the problem of needing to change your life?
那么这个生命的改变。
This change in life.
主耶稣讲到一个非常重要的规则。
Jesus pointed out a very important rule.
这个在圣经里边是一个一贯的一个规则。
This is a rule that is throughout the whole Bible.
主耶稣在马太福音十六章里边这样说。
翻
到马太福音十六章第二十五节。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 25.
我先用到二十五节啊，这个我先用中文读，这个翻译给读一下啊，说因为凡要救自己生命的，必要丧掉生命；凡为自己丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
It reads, "For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it."
那么在圣经的另外一个地方说，你的救我若不死。新我就不能生。
He said in another part of the Bible says, if your old self did not die, the new life cannot come.
因此这两个生命是不能同时存在。
Therefore, these two lives cannot coexist.
因此受洗归入基督的死这件事情。
Therefore, being baptized into Jesus' death.
是必须在我们生命里边首先发生的事情。
Must first happen.
那么然后这个生才会在我们的生命里边发生。
And then to live can then occur after.
那么这个就好像你要穿一件衣服上去。
This is, something like to wear a clothing, piece of clothing.
他说你要把旧的衣服脱掉，把新的衣服穿上。
You must take off the old piece of clothing and wear the new piece of clothing.
如果你想要在一个房屋的同一个位置上盖另外一个房子的话，你要把旧的房子拆了，新的房子才建。
If you want to build a house on top of the same land, you must knock down the old house to build the new house.
因此，我们这里明白一个问题。
Therefore, we understand one idea.
基督徒的信仰
，a Christian faith，
跟世界上一切其他的宗教有一个本质的差异。
It has a very core difference to all the other religions on earth.
一切其他的宗教。都是在救我的基础上来修行。
All the other religions are based on a save me, concept. Save myself concept.
In the old creation, try to, 修行应该怎么样讲？去，
to fix?
Fix the old life.
To make better the old life.
或者说是去这个，装饰这个旧我旧的旧造
，Yeah, to work on the old life and to fix and to make prettier the old life.
其他的宗教都是这样。
All the other religions are like this.
只有在耶稣基督里
，Only in Christ
是拆掉旧我
，is to get rid of the old self.
然后在它里边重新建造一个全新的我
，and to build a new life in Christ.
那么这个就是我们与基督同死同埋葬，这是第一个重要的概念。
This is the very first very important concept is to die and be buried with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这里说这个旧我要跟基督一同钉在十字架上。
He said that we must be crucified, our old self must be crucified with Christ.
这个叫我们的旧我把它彻底的灭绝掉。
And to eliminate our old selves.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情舒服吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this a comfortable idea?
钉十字架这件事情会不会很舒服？
Is being crucified, comfortable?
我相信应该是不太舒服的。
I believe it's very uncomfortable.
不单单是不太舒服，可以说是很不舒服的。
It's not only uncomfortable, but also very extremely, painful.
这正是很多基督徒出现问题的所在。
This is where a lot of Christians have problems.
我们避开十字架。
We avoid the cross.
我们体贴肉体。
We look onto the flesh.
我们感觉很舒服。
We feel good.
这个是通常基督徒容易犯的错误。
This is a very easy mistake to make in our Christian lives.
我也承认，这也是我自己生命里边 犯的一个错误。
I admit this is also a mistake that I've made in my life.
也是我们今天在座的很多弟兄姊妹想要自觉不自觉的你就绕开这个问题。
It's also a mistake that a lot of people do unconsciously avoid this problem.
我自己并不是有意识的要拒绝这个问题。
I didn't consciously reject this problem.
而是潜意识里边不愿意去面对这个问题。
But in my unconscious, I do not want to face this problem.
这个是一个深层的问题。
This is a very deep problem.
这里说，如果我们与基督同死了的话，
It said that if we die with Christ,
那么我们一举一动要有一个新生的样式。
Then we must, our actions and everything must be a new life.
那么这个新生的样式不是我们先行出来的那一个做的那些事情。
These actions aren't the things that we do.
而是先表现出来的一种性情。
But,
一种
attitude that we have.
一种 attitude, yeah. 或者一种 nature of life nature 是一种自然表现出的一种性情。
It is a natural attitude and our natural selves.
那么这个救我的一个最根本的性情。
The most core idea of the old self.
大家认为救我的基本性情是什么？
What is the core nature of our old selves?
最关键的救我的那个性情在里边，那个是什么东西呢？伊甸园的时候，撒旦就是用了这一个性情来把人从上帝的面前夺走，最后把人杀掉。
In the Garden of Eden, Satan used this natural nature of ours to
destroy our relationship
with God and ultimately kill us.
那么这个性情是什么呢？
What is this?
反叛。
It is rebellion.
就是悖逆。
It is to rebel.
内心里面这种不肯谦卑下来。
It is to unable to be humbled.
简单的说，我是最大的。
Simply to say is that I am the most important.
什么东西我外界可以做很多事，
I can do a lot of things on the outside.
但是这个我是不能被动。
But me, I am the most important.
如果我们把这个东西保留下来了，
If we keep this idea,
我们就没有办法在这个根本上建造。
We can't, build our new life.
所以我们归入基督的死，
so to die with Christ.
就是把那个我那个东西把它和基督同钉在十字架上。
Is to crucify that old, self with Christ.
那么在这里边它会有一个表现。
So in here, this will show something.
这个表现就是说如果这个旧我还在的时候。
If this old self, is still there.
我们是想要把我们包括信仰东西来为我服务的。
Including spiritual life, we will want everything to work for ourselves.
所以我们体贴这个我。
So, to, care about the myself.
然后我们顺从这个我。
And to follow what we want ourselves.
甚至于是放纵这个我。
And even to, let ourselves go.
这是一个。
This is a problem.
但是罗马书里边说了。
But in the book of Romans it says,
如果我们体贴肉体的话。
If we follow the flesh,
什么结局？
What is the result?
就是死。
Is death.
我们很多时候我们在考虑问题的时候。
A lot of time when we, think about problems.
我们常常感受我是什么感觉。
We often feel about how we feel.
这个里边最容易得到的一个现象，产生了一个现象。
This, most commonly occurred situation.
The most easiest occurred 的这个 phenomena 就是说 I hurt
is that I am in pain
啊，我受伤害
is that I have been hurt by someone
啊，我没有被尊重
is that I wasn't respected
我感觉不好了
I don't feel good
啊，就是这个东西会在我们里面
this will occur in our hearts
撒旦是最愿意使用这个东西来挑拨 各种各样的关系。
Satan will use this nature in us to create a lot of problems.
一开始在伊甸园的时候，就是用了这个东西来挑拨了这个夏娃跟上帝之间的关系。
At the start in the Garden of Eden, Satan used this nature to meddle between Eve's and God's relationship.
其实撒旦没有在亚当和夏娃的身上做什么了不起的工作。
But Satan didn't do anything significant in Eve's and Adam's life.
就说了两句话。
He just said two sentences.
而且这两句话都非常友善的两句话。
And these two sentences were also very nice.
那他就说，神岂是真的说园中所有树上的果子他都不让你吃吗？
He just asked a question. He said, "Did God say you can't eat any of the fruits, every fruit in this garden?"
夏娃一想，哟，这个上帝弄了半天，做了这么个园子，还很多东西还不让我干呢。
And Eve thought, "Oh, God made this garden for me, but He doesn't let me eat certain fruits."
挑起了他对上帝的反感。
This made Eve rebel against God, have a rebellious heart against God.
这个过了若干千年以后
，After thousands of years,
这个撒旦又说了同样一句话。
Satan said the same thing.
是借着一个非常非常有影响力的一个人说了一句话。
He said this through someone who has a lot of power and influence.
Influence 的一个人，这个人是彼得。
This person is Peter.
那么当亚当是第一个人，对吧？他是世上第一个人，所以攻倒亚当，毁灭了整个人类。
And because Adam was the first man on earth, through Adam, condemned the whole world.
那么耶稣是第二次要开始人的新生命的人。
Jesus was someone who established a new life for everyone on earth.
只要毁掉耶稣
，If you eliminate Jesus,
destroy Jesus' ministry, 那么他就整个人类的救恩的工作就结束了。
Then the salvation of everyone on earth will be ended.
在耶稣的一生当中
，Throughout Jesus' life,
他面对很多试探。
He faced a lot of temptations.
其中有一个是非常严重的。
There was one very extreme case.
就是当主耶稣说，我按父上帝的旨意，我要上十字架。
When Jesus said that according to God's will, I will go on to the cross.
这是他最亲近的一个人。
And then one of his closest disciples.
用尽了他最友善的方式。
He said in the nicest way possible.
这个因为他跟耶稣很亲近吗
？Because he's very close to Jesus.
所以他把耶稣带到了一边。
So he took Jesus aside.
然后圣经这个中文圣经说是劝耶稣说。
In the Bible it says he pleaded Jesus.
这个可是在原文里边是这个是有一点指责耶稣的。
But in the original language, it's a bit of a criticism.
有点 rebuke.
A bit of a rebuke.
这个来说，哎呀，你怎么能说这样的话？这是你断不上是，这是万不能会临到你身上。
Peter said that, how can you say this? This will not happen to you.
你知道这句话的最核心的意思是什么吗
？Do you know what this means?
这个 most core idea of this sentence， 他想要说什么东西吗
？What is Peter trying to say when he tells Jesus this？
其实他是说，上帝不如我爱你。
He said that I love you more than God loves you。
你看，上帝那么这，哎呀，怎么可能？上帝让你上十字架，他不会这样做的。如果他这样做，他不爱你。
Peter says that, "Oh, God wants you to go on the cross." No, no, no. If He wants to do this, then God doesn't love you.
你看，怎么可能？哎呀，咱不去了。这话千万别说啊，咱不千万不能上十字架。
And Peter said, "No, we can't do this. We can't go on the cross."
所以言外之意就是，上帝还不如我爱你呢。
So the core idea is that I love you more than God loves you.
如果耶稣当时的这个立场不够坚定
，If Jesus's position wasn't strong enough,
那就糟了。
Then this will create a huge problem.
那么他首先所产生的不一定不上十字架这个概念。
The first problem isn't just not going on the cross.
是他跟天父之间关系的疏远。
It's creating a distance between Jesus and God.
那么当耶稣一旦接受了这一个友善的建议
，But once Jesus accepted this nice suggestion,
那么接下来就会有更多的友善的建议。
There will be more nice suggestions.
然后他就刹不住车，他就跟着这个建议就跑掉了。
And then he will unable to break and follow these.
神的旨意他就不爱听。
Then God's will he will no longer follow.
这个 he doesn't like to listen to the Father. 他就 more follow this, 叫你的肉体感觉到很舒服的那个道路去走了。
He will be more tempted to follow ways of the flesh than ways of God.
那么这个就是那个问题的关键。
This is the core idea of the problem.
那么我们归入耶稣的死。
So that when we die with Christ,
产生一个什么现象呢
What phenomenon does this happen?
就是不再听我自己的。
Is that to no longer listen to yourself?
因为那个人已经死了。
Because our old self has already died.
我要听他的。
I will listen to God.
首先所产生出来的。
The very first phenomenon that will occur.
是一个顺从的表现。
Is a heart of obedience.
那个顺从的性情。
Is a nature of obedience.
而不是一个悖逆的性情。
But isn't a nature of rebellion.
那么当有了这个性情的基础以后
And once we have the base of this nature,
然后我们一举一动就有了新生的样式
And then our actions and will follow our new life.
也就是说当我们基督徒要结出属灵的果子出来
And then we will be able to produce spiritual fruits.
圣灵要在我们身上做工
The Holy Spirit will do works in our lives.
然后圣经要告诉我们这个新的生命要如何去结果子。
And then the Bible will tell us how to make fruits.
那么借着我们在他面前的顺服。
And that through the obedience before God.
圣灵给我们的力量。
The strength that the Holy Spirit will give us.
然后我们就制服这个老我。
And then we can give up our old selves.
然后在这种情况下才结出来的是新生命。
And then through this, we're able to produce new fruit, new life's fruit.
在希伯来书里边讲过这样的一句话。
In the book of Hebrews, it was said.
他说我们这些人啊，因一生怕死，就做了罪的奴仆。
That through the fear of death, we do a lot of.
We become a slave.
We become a slave of death. Of sin.
成了 slave of sin 就是我们因为 fear 一个 death 然后我们就 become slave of sin 那么这一个怕的那个死是什么死呢、
What death do we fear?
不是耶稣在十字架上最后那个肉体的死
It isn't the death of the flesh
而是耶稣一生当中向着罪的诱惑的那个死的死
But it is the deathThat Jesus faced when he died for sin's temptation.
所以那一个死是一生之久的死。
So this death is death for eternity.
是 lifetime.
Lifetime of death.
在我们的从生下来到最后死，我们肉体在这一个过程当中，我们向着最死的那个死。
So it's the death of sin that we face throughout our whole life.
我们为什么怕死呢
？Why do we fear death?
不是我指的那个将来肉体的那个死，是指的我们向罪的那个死。
It is the death that we must face to sin.
因为我们不愿意放弃那个罪中之乐。
Because we are unwilling to give up the happiness that comes from sin.
这个我们怕一旦我们向着罪死了，我就不能做主了。
We fear that once we die to sin, we can no longer be the ruler in our own lives.
那么一旦我们不能做主了，我们想要追求想要享受的那些东西我就不能做了
And that once we die to sin we can no longer do whatever we want and, to our own happiness
所以我们怕那个死
So we fear this death
那么我们不愿意那样死
We don't want to die this death
因此我们在我们基督徒的生命里边
And so then in our Christian life
我们愿意加
We are willing to add
但是我们不愿意减
We are unwilling to subtract
所以我们读圣经
So we read the Bible
我们也是加
This is adding
我们侍奉我们有了更多的经验我们也是在 往上加
When we serve in the church we are also adding
结果我们就发现我们越学圣经我们就越骄傲
And then once we, and then we realize we become more proud the more of the Bible we learn
这个我们越侍奉越有经验我们就越不顺从
The more experience and the more we serve in the church, the more we are unwilling to follow.
为什么我们中层的弟兄怎么会出问题
Why do these Christians who have been in the church for a while have these problems?
因为刚来教会的人他们不懂
Because once you first come to church, you don't understand.
他们不敢随便乱说话
They don't dare to say whatever they want.
所以他们很听话，很顺从。
And so they are very obedient.
但是在教会里边一段时间以后
，But after being in church for a while,
圣经知道一些了。
They know a bit more of the Bible.
然后就可以说，你懂圣经，我也懂。
He said, they can say that, oh, you understand the Bible, I also understand the Bible.
你有这样看法，我还有那样看法。
You have this idea, I have that idea.
然后就会说，难道都你对，我都不对吗？
And then they'll say, are you always right? Am I not right?
那么这些话都没说错。
These are all not wrong.
一个牧师不是绝对都是对的。
A pastor doesn't mean that everything he says is right.
可是这个问题，那个原本的出发点不是从顺从的生命里边出来的。
But this problem doesn't come from an obedient heart.
那个声音是一个悖逆的声音。
This is a rebellious sound.
所以到了一定程度的时候
，And so to a certain degree，
我们在教会里边有了一定的地位了。
In the church we have a certain position。
所以我有资格，因为我做了这么长时间，我已经做了这么多贡献，我就有资格来挑战。
Because I have been here for a while, I've done a certain amount of things. I have the right to come out and speak my voice。
我个人的经验。
My personal experience.
尤其是在我以前的教会里面。
Especially in the past churches I've been in.
我还是说，一个牧师是不完美的。
I will still say that a pastor is not perfect.
我原来在松恩堂，我刚刚到松恩堂的时候。
When I was first started at MCCC.
我们同工会里边有九个人。
There were 9 people in the leadership team.
有七个是博士学位的。
There was 7 of them had professor.
不是 professor，
degree,
是 PhD degree。
PhD degree。
啊，那么我在他们当中是年轻的。
I was a young one amongst them。
教育程度比他们要低得多。
I had not as much education as them。
那么我怎么去带领他们呢
？How can I lead them？
所以他们就觉得，哼，开会的时候就这样的。
So when we have a meeting, they look down upon me。
哎呀。他们不一定每个人都这样，但是我能感受到一种压力。
Not all of them are like this, but I feel a certain amount of pressure.
后来我就跟那些同工们说。
Then I said to the leadership team.
我说，那些你们那些东西我没有。
He said the things that you have, I don't have.
我也不跟你们去比这些东西的。
I won't compare with you either.
所以今天我来到这里。
So today I come here.
是奉上帝的旨意，把救你命的福音告诉你。
I come here in the name of God to preach the gospel to save your life.
我说别的东西我做不好，我也做不到。
Other things I can't do and I can't do them well.
但是那个不是上帝差我来要做的事。
But this isn't what God wants me to do.
我说我如果我没有把完整的福音告诉你。
But if I don't tell the gospel to you.
The complete gospel to tell you. 我说这个是我的失职。
This is my loss.
所以我要把完美的福音告诉你的时候。
Whenever I tell you the complete gospel.
是为了拯救你的生命
is to save your life.
可是我就发现这个工作在这一些同工当中非常困难。
But I realized that this work amongst these leaders are very difficult.
尤其是那种聘牧制的教会。
Especially to the churches who anoint pastors.
不是聘用就是这个。Employee, but pastor
as an employee. So it's a church where they employ the pastor as an employee.
他们都按时候要评估牧师的工作。
From time to time, they will analyze the work of the pastor.
评估就是来
survey, evaluate, to evaluate the work of the pastor.
我经历过很多次这种评估的过程。
I experienced a lot of these evaluations.
我坐在那里像坐在审判席上。
When I stand there, I'm like being judged.
然后同工会就会拿出同工会所定出的那些规条来问我们的出席人数怎么样了。
The leadership team will come up with certain points and say, how are the numbers in the church?
然后这个我们的奉献怎么样了？
How's the amount of offering that we are receiving?
你去探访了几个人了？
How many people did you go and visit?
这个等等等等这些问题就开始在那里问这些问题。
Etc. They will ask all these questions.
那么我就把这些记录拿出来，我就做了这些事儿。
And then I get out all my records and I write down everything that I've done.
然后问完了以后。
After asking all these questions,
他说请你离开
please leave.
然后他们就在那里讨论我们要不要继续聘他。
And then they will discuss whether they will continue to employ this pastor.
那么我发现当这件事情一而再再而三发生的时候
And when I realized after this happened a few times,
那么 这些人就成了我在牧羊里边最难牧羊的人。
These people become the most difficult people for me to care for.
因为他们从心里边已经不接受你的牧羊。
Because in their hearts they no longer accept your teachings.
他们在这些人在教会里都是好人。
All these people are good people in the church.
他们都是在教会里承担很重要责任的人。
They are people who take on a lot of responsibility in the church.
你发现他们都是最少来参加查经班的人。
But you will see that they will come to the least amount of Bible studies.
他们是最少认真听道的人。
They are the people who won't listen to preachings.
我就明显地感觉到慢慢慢慢地他们就走向一个外表上好像还在侍奉，其实内心里边已经完全产生了悖逆的那种本性，就完全出来那种情况。
And then I see that in their hearts they are rebelling against God, although on the outside they seem to be doing a lot of good deeds.
那么这时候同工们之间会互相夸奖。
And then amongst the leaders they will compliment each other.
但是牧师告诉你你要悔改。
But the pastor will tell you to repent.
你这样做不可以。
That you can't do this.
他们就说好了，你既然这样说的话，给你解聘就是了。
And then they will say, oh, if you say this, then we will fire you.
那么，好多好多的牧师都是以这样悲惨的结局离开他所侍奉的岗位。
A lot and a lot of pastors, because of this circumstance, have left their position.
问题出在哪里呢？
Where does this problem come from?
就是宗教经验的增加
is that through an increase of experience religious
生命性情的保存，旧性情的保存
and the old life being kept
就出现了这个问题。
This problem will occur.
所以在这里我们就看到圣经的最后，这里这样说，这样你们向罪当看自己是死的，向神在耶稣基督里当看自己看是活的。第十一节罗马书第
六章。So in verse 11 it says, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
我们要归入耶稣基督的死。
We must die with Christ.
是把我们的性情，把我们的那个我里边包括我的感受，我的骄傲，都一同跟基督放在钉在十字架上，就是放在死的位份上。
But to also crucify our own self-righteous, our own proud, and to crucify it with Christ on the cross.
这个十字架是一个慢慢死去的过程。
The method of crucifixion is a very slow death.
它不像砍头，咔嚓一下就死掉了。
It's not like beheading where it's instant death.
这里边是有一个痛苦的过程。
There is a very painful process to this crucifixion.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经从来没有说基督徒来到教会跟随耶稣是一个非常舒服的事情。
So, Christ never said that, the Christian life is a very comfortable life.
相反的，是一个非常痛苦的过程。
Comparatively, it's a very painful life.
是一个要其实你锻炼身体是有痛苦，但是没那么痛苦的。
When you do exercise or when you become stronger, it is painful, but not that painful.
但是上帝要造就你的心灵的时候
，But to fix your heart.
那个心灵的熬炼。
To
那个
to train up your spiritual life.
那是一个非常非常痛苦的事情。
It is a very painful process.
我自己感觉在这世上大概没有什么事情比这个更痛苦的事。
I believe that there is nothing more painful than this on earth.
但是这个却是上帝在我们身上所定的旨意。
But this is the will of God in our lives.
是我们生命要走向成熟的必经之路。
It is something that we must experience to live a mature life.
所以当主耶稣说你要得着生命吗？你这个生命必须死掉。
So when Christ said that, do you want the new life? Your old life must die.
但是还有另外一句话。
But there is another something else that must.
如果你真的是跟耶稣一同死掉了。
If you really did die with Christ,
你就必然得到神给你的美好的新的生命。
Then you will receive the good life with Christ in the future.
勇敢的去死吗？
Will you die with courage?
只有一个重要的前提。
There is one most important idea.
这个，或者是它是 condition, 它是一个重要的这个前提啊，那就是说对神的信。
Is to believe in God.
主耶稣在十字架上，所说的最后一句话。
The last sentence that Christ said on the cross.
就是，父啊，我把我的灵魂交给你了。
He said that I give you my spirit, Father.
所以那个时候是一个完全放松顺从，说给你。
It is a process of complete
You go relax.
Relax and
give myself to you.
And giving himself to God.
所以今天我们在基督里要死的人
And to those who want to die in Christ today,
需要有这个心态
You must have this attitude.
不要怕
Don't be afraid.
把自己完全放松下来
Relax yourself completely.
把自己交给上帝
And give yourself to God.
信我与基督同死
To believe and to die with Christ.
不再顺从我的旧我
And to not follow your old self.
而全然跟从你
But to follow Christ with your whole heart.
让你在我的生命里边显大，彰显出来。
So that in your heart Christ may be glorified.
这就是我的蒙福。
This is a blessing in your lives.
那么在座的各位
So brothers and sisters.
特别是已经受过洗的弟兄姊妹
Especially those who have already been baptized.
我们重新思想。
We must think again.
我是不是已经死了
Have I already died to my old self?
是真的吗
Is it real?
如果我们过去没有太多想这个问题
If you didn't really think about this problem before
今天好好想
Please think about this today
我愿意向主耶稣最后在十字架上说主啊我愿意把我的生命一切都给你
I want to say to God that I want to give everything in my life to you
我不愿意再保留我的旧我的任何一个部分
I don't want to keep anything in my old life
我愿意和你完全同死
I am willing to completely and die with you
然后同埋葬
And to be buried with you
然后愿意与你同活
And to live with you
弟兄姊妹有这样的人吗
Are there any brothers and sisters like that among us?
你是这样的人吗
Are you one of God's people?
我知道我自己做的不好。
I know I have flaws.
我愿意第一个说我愿意。
But I am the first person to say that I am willing.
好，有人举手，感谢主。
Thank God.
好，我看到我们大部分的人都已经举了手。好，我们把手放下。我们同心来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我邀请大家，我们一同站起来。
Please stand.
其实我们是应该跪下的。
Truthfully, we should kneel.
但是我们的教会不方便，那就站起来。有跪下的也感谢主。亲爱的圣天父，我们的恩主耶稣基督。
Our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你，你自己因着你的牺牲为我们做成了救赎。
We thank you for the salvation through your sacrifice.
因着你的救赎，使我们今天可以被称为圣徒。
And through your salvation that we can be called saints.
你呼召我们要叫我们受洗归入你的死。
You call us to be baptized into your death.
我们深知道你不是要叫我们受苦。
We know that you do not want us to be pain.
是要叫我们能够和你一同得着美好的生命。
Is that you want us to receive a beautiful life with you.
主啊求你把这样的信赐给我们每一个人。
Lord, we pray that you give this faith to every one of us today.
把这样的勇气赐给我们每一个人。
And to give this courage to every one of us today.
主啊我们不是自己能死。
Lord, we can't die on our own.
是你帮助我们与你同死。
Is that you help us to die with you.
主啊不是我们能活。
Isn't so that we can live.
主啊是父上帝的大能把耶稣基督从死里复活的大能要叫我们和一同基督同活
In that through the strength and the power of the Lord through the resurrection of Christ that we may live with Christ in the same way
今天所有站在你面前的人
Every brother and sister that is standing here before you
在你面前有声无声的祷告
And that the prayer that you hear from us
都愿你在高天之上垂听和悦纳
We pray that you hear and accept this prayer
让我们真的与你同死
so that we can really die with you
让我们有一个一举一动新生样式的开始
so that we can start a new life that reflects you
主要是不但是我们每一个人有这样新的开始
and that so that not only everyone has this new beginning
使我们的教会也能够有这样新的开始
but our church can have this new beginning
使你在我们中间得着荣耀
so that you may be glorified among us
使那恶者在我们中间完全蒙羞
so that the evil one may not be among us
Completely shamed among us.
Completely shamed among us.
主啊，求你垂听我们的祷告。
Lord, we pray that you listen to this prayer.
谢谢你给我们的这恩典。
Thank you for giving us this grace.
这样的祷告祈求，奉我恩主耶稣基督的名。
We say this prayer in your name, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.